T-minus 37. Dordlu Tepe, southeast of Ankara, Turkey. Almost 48 hours after being freed from custody, Mesut Demir found himself back at the Dordlu Tepe dig site, where his team had recently unearthed a pillar carved with the most remarkable image he had seen in a lifetime of fieldwork. There would be no digging today, though. Instead, Mesut was present to oversee the site being secured for the time being. He didn't like this, but understood the need for it, given the delicacy of what he had found and the current drama surrounding the international organization whose competency it would very soon fall under. Billy Kendrick's ambitious plan to expedite archaeological excavation at a number of sites in the Mediterranean region had been a high-profile project from the start, in relative terms, what with his name bringing attention all on its own, and the attachment of Timo Fiori as his funding partner bringing even more. Rumors of Billy's detention had turned the dial up even higher, but Dordlu Tepe itself remained under wraps for now. The public didn't know what had been found, which was the only reason Mesut had been able to reach the site without a posse of reporters getting in the way. With so much going on in New York, and so much talk of New Kerguelen dominating news bulletins around the world, the story of an unspecified find didn't register. But Mesut knew very well that if and when word got out that his find was alien in nature, let alone that it revealed early contact with a race of aliens who appeared to have very similar technology but very different physiology in relation to the messengers, the quaint surrounding area would transform into a media hotbed, an archaeological Birchwood, Colorado, suddenly thrust under the global spotlight following one remarkable discovery. The big issue for Mesut was that there were so many more discoveries to come at Dordlu Tepe, where around a dozen distinct pillars had been detected using the state-of-the-art aerial scanning equipment Timo had provided for Billy's site selection research. Given how little of the first pillar had been revealed, only the upper section, thoughts of the potential revelations that still lay just below the surface made Mesut giddy all over again when he reached the pillar with two guards and watched a large tent-like covering being placed over the site's all-important central area. It looked like a murder scene. But if this was what it took to keep the pillar safe for now, then Mesut was all for it. For now that William Godfrey and his soon-to-open Interspace Contact Agency were in the picture, following his direct intervention to secure Billy and Masoud's release, high politics were at play. Mesut's acceptance of a future advisory role at the ICA, which he took to ensure he would retain access to the site and which he was offered to ensure his silence, earned him more than a few dirty looks from the attendant police officers guarding the site. Some saw Mesut as a sellout for working with Godfrey and taking the find out of Turkish hands, but he considered such views to be myopic. The government had already agreed to align itself to the ICA after firm pressure from quite literally all angles, Washington, Beijing, Moscow, and even the Gulf. As with previous organizations from the GSC to the GCC and ELF, any alien-related discovery made within an ICA-affiliated state would be administered and managed by the agency. It was going to happen anyway, and Mesut saw working with the ICA as the safest way to keep a close eye on the site and make sure nothing nefarious went on. Billy fully supported this approach, and his undying faith that an ICA with Dan McCarthy as its figurehead would always treat discoveries in a responsible manner eased Masoud's primary concern. The site was set to reopen for excavation once things settled down in Buenos Aires, and Mesut hung around until the day's work was done, then shook the hands of everyone who assisted in securing the site. He was assured that police would be stationed at the entrance 24/7, and the coverings would protect the site from prying drones far less conspicuously than a strictly enforced no-fly zone would have. Mesut stepped back into his car with the image of the tall, cable-wielding alien as fresh in his mind as had been when he first saw it. That alone could transform humanity's perspective on the messengers when it became public, but Mesut had a sneaking suspicion that it would seem like nothing when the rest of Dordlu Tepe was excavated. Soon, he thought to himself as he turned the ignition and drove off. Soon.